preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't.
You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on July 20th, 2017. After another great 24 hours of the Trump era. Trump phenomenon, and we'll report that as best we can in our mere 60 minutes together. Hope you'll be able to help us with that. Maybe some good reporting from some of you out there, some of you news hounds who may have been following lots of stories today, may have picked up something that I didn't catch. And I'll tell you what, you need a whole team of people. Fortunately, you know, on this show, we do actually have three hosts. That's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Not many shows have that. Not many shows have two, but three. Wow. Two really good ones, Paul and George, and then there's me. But you can function as somebody who gathers news and notices things. You can have your own hosting role. I've spoken to several of you on the phone. Please feel free to call me at home here at 701-317-5317. Anytime, on anything. And I've mentioned to several of you that you're so good. Think of yourselves as, reporters. And don't be shy. Call in. You present good stories succinctly. And you inform our audience. You provide very interesting stuff. Some of those calls have been tremendous. I think one of the most significant calls I remember was on November 8th. We were broadcasting live. And we got the call from Chicago. Hey, look at this. Look at this. Trump has won. And that was one of our callers who figured out Donald Trump had won the presidency. And lo and behold, he was right. And and that was a great call. That was a celebration moment. But there have been many others where people have caught the story of the day. Now, the story of the day today, well, first of all, let me give you a number at which you can call in. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll give several great stories about the continuing Trump phenomenon, where Trump is doing great on the border, great on immigration, great on getting rid of the gangs. The border wall is proceeding. His effectiveness on trade and getting American jobs back, ending the outsourcing of our jobs. Fantastic work there. Peter Navarro had some great things to say in USA Today today. You can find all that at whitehouse.gov. We'll cover those stories. But a story we opened last night is Donald Trump. I mentioned, I forget what the adjective I used was about Donald Trump. It was something like he's very direct. He's very clear. It's wonderful. He tells you what he's thinking. And that was my take on the Jeff Sessions story. Donald Trump, in his interview with the New York Times yesterday, he was honest, and it's one of the most refreshing and wonderful things about him. It's one of the reasons we elected him as our president. And Lou Dobbs covered that story today, and as frequently happens. I think Lou Dobbs gave the best coverage and had the best grasp of what has happened. So I'll play a little bit of Lou Dobbs' coverage, and his take on it was the same as ours, that Jeff Sessions, several points. Donald Trump is right to be upset at Jeff Sessions' recusal. Jeff Sessions legally did not have any obligation to recuse himself. We'll hear from attorney Greg Jarrett, who is a Fox correspondent. Lou Dobbs interviews him. There, the statute reads, an attorney general may recuse himself if there might be in the mind of a reasonable person reason to question his impartiality. So we'll get the exact language, but the verb is may. He may. And then the modifier on that is if a reasonable person, well, reasonable people can have differing views. In other words, it's completely subjective, meaning Jeff Sessions, it was a mistake to recuse yourself. You opened up a Pandora's box of trouble for Donald Trump. Then Donald Trump was honest about Rod Rosenstein, saying, I'm not pleased with him. He can't be relied upon. You know, this is now effectively his attorney general in some important areas. And he turns this thing over to James Comey's best friend, Robert Mueller. We also have more confirmation that Donald Trump is right in that. Robert Mueller is now leaking out information that he's going after Donald Trump's finances as far back as 2008 and earlier. Totally unrelated. Should that trigger the dismissal of Robert Mueller? You betcha. You betcha. Fire that guy now. And while you're at it, maybe fire Rod Rosenstein. So let's listen just for a moment here. Let's listen to Donald Trump talking about it. I never found the audio yesterday. Let me find the audio of Donald Trump talking about this. I'm taking this off of the Lou Dobbs show. Oh, you know, we all have limited time. If you can only watch one show, Lou Dobbs is a good one. Very good. Let's break right into this and see what this is pretty good here, I think.
Even his attorney general.
Mr. President, does Jeff Sessions still have your full support?
At the daily off-camera briefing, Principal Deputy Press Secretary Sarah
Huckabee. Let me skip forward a little bit. I'm almost there.
President Trump gave Jeff Sessions in a New York Times interview, proclaiming had he known Sessions would bow out of the Russia investigation, he would never have named him attorney general.
Well, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? It's extremely unfair. And that's a mild word to the president.
The White House insisted the president was merely being candid about his disappointment with what Sessions did.
Correct.
We have to repeal and replace.
But in doing so, the president stepped all over his forceful message yesterday about health care reform. A DOJ press conference today to announce the takedown of websites trafficking in drugs and guns became an embarrassing inquiry into whether the attorney general would resign.
I have the honor of serving as attorney general. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job. We love this department. And I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
President Trump was also critical of Sessions number two, Rod Rosenstein, who appointed special counsel Robert Mueller. The president told the New York Times he was irritated when he heard Rosenstein had worked in Baltimore, saying, quote, there are very few Republicans in Baltimore, if any. Standing side by side with Jeff Sessions today, Rosenstein brushed off the criticism.
I was proud to be here yesterday. I'm proud to be here today. I'll be proud to work here tomorrow.
President Trump also appeared to send a sharp warning to Special Counsel Robert Mueller to keep his nose out of the president and his family's business dealings.
Mueller was looking at your finances, your family's finances, unrelated to Russia. Is that a red line?
Would that be a breach of what his actual...
I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes.
Not long...
There we go. So, some very important stuff. This is important. Because the Robert Mueller, several very astute people like Pat Buchanan have mentioned when Rosenstein appointed Mueller, that this was a fiasco and could actually bring a presidency down. The appointment of a loose cannon prosecutor with a big staff, an unlimited budget, effectively, who hates the president, who's working for the enemy, who wants to bring him down. Oh, man, this is not good. And but Donald Trump does have the power to fire all the people involved, from Sessions to Rosenstein to Mueller. And that might be the right thing to do if this keeps eating away at Donald Trump's ability to be the great president that he is. And Jeff Sessions, no question, a great guy, a great patriot, but just a colossal blunder on his part. I don't know what he was thinking, sitting there looking into the mirror or whatever, whoever he was talking to when he decided to recuse himself. He needed to pick up his phone, call up his boss and say, look, here are my thoughts. What do you think? Why he did not do that? Unbelievable. And well, there you go. That was a moment in history that could end up being, let's hope it's not, that could end up being a very fateful moment in history. I don't see any calls right now, so there are lines open at 800-313-9443, and I'm flying solo tonight so far. George and Paul will be back later. I got a good phone call earlier today from Simon Roach, our guest that we broke some new ground here when we invited, after several shows with us, I made the point to Simon Roach in each show, you have an open invitation for any show of our six shows each week. Just call into the number, just as you do, folks. Call in and you can be on the air. He won't be available tonight. He has a conflicting event. He'd actually been ill for several days earlier this week, and that also took him out of action. But the Simon has been doing some great work. He will be at American Renaissance. I will be there at American Renaissance. That's July 27, 28, and 29. Let me go to the website here. And so any of you that want to be there and have a great time, in addition to a chance to meet, you can do it. The tickets, it's sold out. So will you be able to get a seat in the ballroom and hear the speakers? No, you won't. But that is really not all that big a deal in these things. July 28, 29, and 30, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be there at Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of the Nashville Airport. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A great chance to talk, because that's what really goes on at these conferences, the best conferences anyway, is a chance to meet some extraordinary people and talk. Even more interesting than the very interesting presentations themselves. But you can always watch the presentations on YouTube later and not miss a thing. On the other hand, the chance to meet fellow patriots, that is a priceless opportunity at these events. So I'm actually going to enjoy being out in the hallway and out in the lobby and other meeting rooms and so on with a chance to talk to folks like you. And I'm quite happy to give up any seat I could have in the speaking room so that somebody who hasn't heard all those speeches for all these years can enjoy that and imbibe some of the truth spoken. But, you know, our themes and our ideas have been very, you know, pretty well laid out over the years. There's not a whole lot of new information in what we've been preaching from the populist pulpit for our people. We've got a caller here, Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Hi, James. Good evening. Sessions has got to go, and possibly his number two. I mean, he totally chickened out by recusing himself on the false Russian collusion controversy, which has gone well for President Trump in spite of the fact that he recused himself, because they're the Dems and the Libs are making just fools of themselves with all the ridiculousness associated with it. CNN is crashing and burning. So it's going well in spite of the fact. But he did chicken out totally on that. And then yes, he just spent his time obsessing about foolish things like marijuana. And now he wants to affirm asset forfeiture seizure by the police, which is corrupting our police horribly. So, I mean, the marijuana thing doesn't seem to be hurting much of anybody. It's demonstrably very beneficial for seizure patients and chronic pain patients and all that sort of thing. And Colorado hasn't fallen into the ocean or anything after they legalized it. But he's obsessed with the marijuana thing. And some people conjecture that he's doing so on behalf of the, you know, big alcohol, you know, and things like that. Because,
well, now Jeff Sessions is you know, he's too great a man to be corruptly motivated. I'm sure of that. He's not. There's no corruption.
Let me finish my idea.
This is my estimate of a man watching him, listening to him. He has been a tremendous patriot and senator from Alabama. I think the source of his errors, including the marijuana one, I think you're right. That's a wrong thing for him to focus on. It is not going to help Trump in 2020 at all if he spends time on that. He's running against the tide in doing that. I think the source of it would be this. Jeff Sessions, probably, for instance, the reason he didn't pick up the phone and call his boss when he recused himself is he had some sort of, you know, I'm a descendant of Puritans myself, so I'm not, nothing bad to say about the Puritans, but he had probably had some sort of puritanical view of, you know, like, kind of a super ethical, hyper ethical streak in him, which we Puritans have. And so he's too fastidious about, you know, I can't call up the president. I have to sweat this out all by myself. And on the marijuana issue, the same sort of thing. He could be some sort of puritanical, like, you know, this is bad. Some sort of moral crusade. And missing that what we're dealing with. Here's what he's missing if he goes down that puritanical streak. He's missing that our people are in dire jeopardy of being wiped out. He's got to focus on helping the man who can save our bacon, Donald Trump. Now you go ahead with your thought.
All right. Well, where's this puritanical stuff when it comes to reinforcing RICO behavior on the part of police? I mean, this asset forfeiture seizure thing has turned the police into a thieving mob. Now, first of all, I want to speak well of police overall. They are the thin blue line. There are relatively few of them relative to the general population, but yet there are still a great number of police in this country, and the vast majority of them are no doubt in their professions to try and do good for society. Now, that being said, there's also an ever-growing minority of really evil policemen. We just had the policeman shoot this Australian woman from Australia who was a month away from marriage, took his pistol out, reached in front of his partner, and executed her. We've had a lot of police killings in this country. The likelihood of you being killed by a policeman in your own country is far, far, far greater than being injured or killed by a terrorist.
Okay, now these are good thoughts.
Let me finish, please. Where is this puritanical stuff when it comes to preventing police from stealing from people? The original purpose of the asset forfeiture seizure was for RICO cases to take away scarab speedboats and Rolls Royces from drug dealers, okay?
Right.
Now it's being misused to turning the police into highwaymen, stealing money from people in their, from
yes.
their,
okay.
you know,
now,
and
Glenn,
pulling them over in cars. And, yeah.
Glenn, these are all good points. And to answer your questions, which are good questions, yes, going overboard on police forfeiture is, in fact, that would be a puritanical thing to do. You know, starting to hyperventilate about your police powers, that fits very well with Puritan history. I lost one of my grandmothers in the Salem witch trials. One of my grandmothers was hung. So that's puritanical law enforcement.
Your great or great great grandmother, James.
Yes,
it could be your grandmother. Of course,
it's a great great great. I forget the number grandmother, and the she was one of the 19. There were 18 hung, and one was crushed with stones. And that was, you know, people obviously out of their minds, thinking they were doing right. We got a little break. Glenn and I'll answer your points more, and we'll go to Angel in Illinois too. Stay tuned, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this
way. We're back, folks.
So I made my choice.
Blow the speakers out there with my gain. Oh my goodness, I turned that knob too far. Okay, let me get this. There we go. There's where the knob should be. Glenn, I want to thank you in Philadelphia. Are you still there?
Yes, I am, James.
Okay, now, and your points are good, and they go along the lines of the Justice Department standard, which is that the Attorney General may recuse himself if in the mind of a reasonable person there could be a perception of conflict of interest. And, you know, your point of view there is, you know, reasonable men can disagree. And I was just making the point about, I think Jeff Sessions is a very good man. And this is a very sad story because we lost a great Alabama senator when he had to give up that post to take on the Attorney General. And he did such a great job on the campaign trail. Jeff Sessions' speeches were just so spot on and so passionate. And so Donald Trump had every reason to believe he had extensive Justice Department experience as a federal prosecutor in Alabama. It should have been a great, great appointment. What in the world happened to Jeff Sessions when he recused himself? He just, you know, there's some mistakes that people make that are just, you know, colossal. It's the definition of tragedy. There are colossal mistakes. Good people who made a mistake and they have to pay for it. Go ahead, Glenn.
Oh, you know, it's one thing to make great speeches from the bullpen during the campaign, But when the time comes to, you know, muster your courage and stand up at the plate and knock one out of the park, you know, and then you chicken out because you're afraid of getting hit by a fastball, you know, I'm afraid I can't agree. Number one, he's such a great guy. He's uncorruptible or something like that is ridiculous because we've seen some tremendously well-meaning people corrupted. But
there's no evidence. Okay, but
garden variety cowardice seems to be the order of the day with him.
Well, Glenn, hang on. We're not really having a disagreement here. We're having a different appraisal of the character of Jeff Sessions, and that's not really an important issue. The important issue is the presidency, and your future and mine, and your descendants' future and mine. Yes, go ahead.
Character is hugely important for starters. And one of the problems I think President Trump is having trouble getting traction, and he is getting some traction, or I kind of see him as a rock climber who has to pick his next step, his next move very carefully to make sure to watch out for the rocks falling down from above, trying to knock him off. He's got a hold, but he's not to the summit yet where he can stand up and relax and take a breath and stretch yet.
Yes.
But one of the problems is one of the reasons he can't drain the swamp is there aren't enough people like paleo conservatives of good character to put into these positions that he would vacate if he were to fire everyone he needed to fire.
You are correct.
All these entrenched Obama people. Yeah, there just aren't enough good, courageous people to stand up and do the right thing.
Yeah.
He fires and when.
Glenn, everything you just said was very eloquent. I like the free climbing metaphor there. Yes, Donald Trump in many ways is free climbing, folks, without a rope and without pitons. But and he's doing it for us, and he is risking his life, and that of his family. Glenn, the reason I say there's no evidence that there's anything corrupt about Jeff Sessions, there is no. I mean, the fact that other people have gone corrupt doesn't mean anything. Jeff Sessions has led a wonderful, wonderful life. And he is a tremendous guy. And in terms of, I don't think it was cowardice, Glenn, that caused him to recuse himself. I think it was over fastidiousness, that puritanical streak, kind of the, you know, I cannot tell a lie. I chop down the cherry tree. I don't know if I'm getting the right metaphor there, but just not understanding how, you know, this is a war, and it's not, you know, being Mr. Nice Guy or polite or something like this. No, this is a war. All the marbles. It's a war for all the marbles. It's just a terrible mistake by, I think, a very good man. And Donald Trump is handling it very boldly. I think it's very gutsy of him to honestly say, you know, not try to put lipstick on the pig and say, oh, Jeff Sessions is a great guy, and I'm not disappointed in what he did at all. No, he's being truthful. We love this about him. He tells you what he's thinking. He's not hiding stuff. He's not maneuvering behind our backs. He was really disappointed in Jeff Sessions. He's leaving him in as the attorney general. But, Glenn, good thoughts all on your part.
Okay.
We'll go to Angel if we can. Oh, thank you, Glenn. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go to Angel. I want to thank you. Glenn. And thank you again, Glenn. And go to Angel in Illinois in just a moment. Angel, hang on with your thought. And then just to recap a little bit of what we're talking about here, I made the point, I think Jeff Sessions is a good guy. And the Glenn said, well, that couldn't have been your grandmother. I talked about how it's a puritanical, you know, going overboard in law enforcement is a puritanical weakness to which our people are prone. We have a lot of weaknesses and to our own detriment. And I use the example of my own grandmother. And of course, Glenn was right. It's not my grandmother, of course, can't be. But I think of her as a grandmother because all of your great, great grandmothers and grandfathers, folks, they are your grandmothers and grandfathers in reality, that you do carry their blood. It flows in your veins. Every cell in your body has their signature on it. And Martha Allen Carrier was my ninth great grandmother. I looked it up during the break. Martha Allen Carrier, she was hung on August 19th, 1692, as a witch. Of course, she wasn't a witch. That was law enforcement going berserk. And sitting there, and then I want to make another point in this about our white family. How closely knit our family is, and how, you know, the great lesson to me, I think the message I have to our movement is let's act like a family. finally, let's act like a white family worldwide, and let's take good care of each other, and let's protect our family the way the Zetlanders are protecting their community in South Africa, their white community. Just to show you how tight our family is, as my ninth great-grandmother, Martha Allen, was hung from a tree, sitting there watching, all self-satisfied with himself, was my first cousin, Cotton Mather, 30 years old, young man, thinking he was doing the right thing by hanging a witch. He was sitting on a horse, proud of himself. He was one of the founders of Harvard University. Martha Allen's husband, Thomas Carrier, a Welshman, you've heard that name Carrier before out of the lips of Donald Trump. He said he was indicting the Carrier Corporation for moving their manufacturing out of the U.S. He was incensed about this. Well, Willis Carrier, who invented modern air conditioning in 1902, yes, Thomas Carrier, my ninth great-grandfather, that's the same family. The Carrier family. That's my family. And Martha Allen's mother was Faith Ingalls. You've heard that name before, haven't you? Ingalls. Yes, that's the family of Laura Ingalls Wilder, who wrote Little House on the Prairie, the great books, and became a TV show. But Laura Ingalls Wilder is my eighth cousin. And her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, my ninth cousin, she is the godmother of libertarianism. So look at all those connections there. Donald Trump, manufacturing, Carrier, Little House on the Prairie, libertarianism, the Salem witch trials, Harvard University, founded by, as bad as it is now, it was founded as a religious institution by Cotton Mather and our Puritan ancestors. So anyway, we are a family, as you can see from that relatedness. These are all my cousins and grandparents. And this is not so uncommon among us. This we're all very, very closely interrelated, but we have failed to act like a family. Let's go to Angel in Illinois, part of our family. Angel, you're on the air.
Hi there, Kelso. I'm having some spaghetti, but I did not hear you mention it. Have you heard about Charlie Gard?
Oh, what? I don't have the update. What's the news?
He's, House Appropriation Committee, Yoder says Charlie can come to the U.S. And Donald Trump just blew a big hole in their little eugenics program if they let him come here. But they've got permanent residency thanks to the United States, and they're not going to murder him.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for that update. Yeah, that is a wonderful story. And, many people helped in that story. But I like to give certainly the biggest batter in that lineup was Donald Trump, Donald Trump, when he said, Melania and I would welcome Charlie in the U.S. Boy, that really put the British bureaucrats who were trying to kill this little baby, put them behind the eight ball. So that's very good news.
Got one more thing for you.
Yeah.
When you get a chance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is a paper, or whatever they call it these days on the internet. It's called the Goldwater. It's thousands of elite pedophiles arrested as Trump cracks down on sadistic sacrifice cults. And this is by a red pill at the Goldwater. But thousands of elite pedophiles arrested as Trump cracks down on sadistic sacrifice cult. And I bet you a lot of those people are in the swamp. But, everything's going to change. I don't have any advice for what Donald Trump should do next, like everybody else does. But, I like watching the show. So anyway, I got one more question for you. If that's possible, well, I was making spaghetti, and you says your telephone number is
701-317-5-317.
Wait, 701-317-55.
I'll repeat it. 701-317-5-317.
At 317, okay, just in case, because I work in Trump's Twitter, I work in 4chan and poll, and I got some things sometimes that I don't hear on the show. Also, did you know on the night of the election in Illinois that there was lightning bolts at the Trump Tower when he won?
Oh, I like that. That's beautiful. I love that.
Hey, if you had email, I'll shoot you some of this stuff. I thought I sent you an email, but I saw nothing back.
Forgive me. I get so much email that anybody else out there who has sent me an email that I didn't answer, forgive me. It's better
really
to just
sure
call me.
The one off the RBN website.
Yeah, well, yeah, my email address is 24.7keyboard@gmail.com.
Okay.
And,
all right. Well, then maybe it's in there somewhere, but that I don't have in there.
I get so much. You know, I've been in this movement so long, and I have so many friends. I get so many emails. I'm on so many newsletters that I just can't read all of them. So, folks, the best way to reach me is just call. You don't worry. I'll take your call. Just call me at the number you heard earlier, and that's the best way to reach me. And I confess to like missing emails. Don't be insulted if I don't answer an email. I didn't read it. So if I read it, anytime I read an email, I'll answer it if I read it. So, well, Angel, thank you very much.
I just want to tell you about Charlie Card specifically, you know.
Okay. That's good news. And, you know, and it brings
up,
you know,
against eugenics.
Yeah, the thing I love Donald Trump, and the thing that I perceived in him early on, and it's all borne out, it is, you know, proved to be true. He is a tremendous man. He has a tremendous heart. He's a tremendous soul, and he really loves America. He loves us, our people. And so he, you know, and he's willing to risk his life to, this was not, you know, this job, the task that he took on here, I can't imagine how much he had to just sit and think and contemplate the risk and the danger that he's in. I mean, he's in tremendous danger. A lot of the people who said, hey, Kelso, you're crazy to start a show called The Trump Phenomenon because that guy can't win. It's impossible. The enemy is in such control. They have such a stranglehold on power. They won't let a disruptor get in there and throw them out, and they'll kill him. Well, you know, he's with us still, and you know, thank goodness. So it turns out that there is some security around him. His own security must be good, and boy, you know, but I worry constantly, and I'm really looking forward to his appearance come later. I think it's on the 25th. He'll be in Youngstown, Ohio. Roaring crowd. That event occurs just before our show goes on the air, so I'll have that audio from the latest Trump rally. And I get the feeling he's going to do that continuously throughout his presidency. Unbelievable. No man has ever done this for us. Well, thank you. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
And folks, that opens up a line. You can call it 313, or area code 800-313-9443. Let me just find and, you know, forgive me for, you know, I do all this ancestry stuff. Let me get back to the point. I urge everybody, get into your ancestry. You're going to be amazed, thrilled to find out how connected you are. But think about it. It's logical. You're a white person. Guess what? All your ancestors are white. Oh, hey, what a thought. And guess what? They're great people. They are the people that built this country. And you just don't know it. You just don't. You're probably just like me. You probably, before you got into ancestry research, you could give the names of, you know, just a very small circle of your family. Maybe your great grandparents. Maybe you knew their middle names, their birth dates. No, you didn't know that. Or the city they were born. You didn't know that. So you knew very little. But once you get into ancestry, my family tree, you can find it. It's at ancestry.com. My family tree now is 30,000 names in it. And they're all part of my tree. You know, I had no idea that Cotton Mather, the founder of Harvard, was in my family tree. That Willis Carrier, the founder of Carrier Air Conditioning, in my family tree. I loved Little House on the Prairie. I didn't know the person who wrote it was in my family tree. I was a libertarian like Paul Fromm in the early days of my political awakening. I didn't know that the godmother, Rose Wilder Lane, whose books I read, was my cousin. It's all, you know, but you'll find out the same things. And once you find out you're related You're related to history. It's in your blood. It changes your feeling of duty and obligation, that feeling that Donald Trump, I'm related to Donald Trump through his mother, McLeod. We're cousins through that Scottish McLeod relation. We're both McLeods. And I don't know if I'm related to Donald Trump on his German side, the Trump family tree. I don't know. But certainly through his mother. Kind of neat when the president's your cousin. But you're going to be amazed. The same thing's true of you, but you just have to start building your family tree. And here's a free plug for Ancestry.com. They did last year, I think they're approaching $1 billion a year in revenue. Wow, what a successful idea to get into Ancestry. And white people love looking up their Ancestry. And Ancestry.com makes it really, really easy to do. You have to pay a little bit of money, free two-week trial. You can find out lots in that free 2 weeks, but it's an unbelievable adventure to find out who you are and where you have come from. And then once you do that research, it applies to everybody else in your family. You did all the work for them. And then your children and your grandchildren, they will thank you forever because you established the family tree, which wasn't possible to do before the birth of the internet and the personal computer makes all of this possible. Before that, it was family Bibles and having to fly to different places and having an aunt somewhere in your family who could maybe research a couple hundred names, maybe not very reliably. Now it's unbelievable how beautiful it is. And when white people, as I going back to the theme of the show, I want us white folks to start thinking of ourselves as a family and taking care of ourselves as a family, a good family does. And what is your ancestry? It's your, it's your family. And it is your family. It's flowing in your veins. Look at your arm. Look at that blood flowing through your arm. That's your family. That's all these great people that, built what we were given. And it is now our duty to make it live, make it survive. So it's not extinguished. And this touches all the themes of the show. It all plugs together based on that theme of keeping our family alive. And there you go. Let's look at some of the stories here that are operative right now at Breitbart. And House conservatives moved to bypass Paul Ryan on a clean Obamacare repeal. I like that story. Some great stories on the violence and the viciousness of the Mexican drug cartels that Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump are fighting so effectively. These are stories, you wouldn't see before in the press, but now you see it, cartel convoy ambushes border state cops, kills bystander, Gulf cartel shoots family during failed border carjacking, Mexican border governor's bodyguard behind a kidnapping, okay? Total corruption in Mexico. Mexican government downplaying cartel kidnapping. Illegal alien wanted for murder in Guatemala, arrested. Thank good work, Jeff Sessions. Another great story. Trump boom. The Republican National Committee breaks another fundraising record in June. So the money's pouring in from we the people. And let's see another story. Here's a great one. Melinda Gates, that's Bill Gates' lunatic wife, married to a lunatic himself, commits $375 million to counter Trump's pro-life policy. Talk about a dimwit. I'll maybe look into that story. How much money is that? $375 million. This is all she can think of doing is she wants to counter Donald Trump's pro-life policy. Wow. Amazing. Here's another one. Donald Trump's man in Kansas, Kobach. Let's go to the Kobach story. Kobach has got, let's see here. On Tuesday, the, let's see here, we'll get Kobach in the story here. Well, I'll just give you the headline. A victory for public information. Donald Trump's man Kobach is fighting the efforts to cover up by states to cover up the corruption going on. Here's the Melinda Gates story. Melinda Gates announced at the Global Family Planning Summit in London, she will contribute an additional $375 million to help counter Donald Trump's pro-life international policy. They will increase their family planning funding by 60%. Let's see here. She says, I'm deeply troubled. Huh, I have to agree with you, Melinda. You are deeply troubled. But she goes on by the Trump administration's proposed budget cuts. And my goodness, we got a little music here, which means a break. And we'll come back right after that. Stay tuned.
They last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
We're back, folks.
Some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black.
I ain't black. I ain't yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. And my goodness. We're going to just got one more little segment here. No calls pending. So I'll just summarize some more of the good news. I was a little confused for the moment. I knew there was a good story here concerning Kris Kobach. And I was trying to figure out you know, where's the story? The article didn't mention Kris Kobach at all. And so, and then I realized this is on Breitbart.com. Chris, it's an exclusive article written by Kris Kobach for Breitbart. Kris Kobach is the Secretary of State of Kansas. He's also effectively the chairman of the of President Trump's Commission on Election Integrity. He's the vice chair, but he effectively runs it. It's a great article. Here it is. This is Kris Kobach speaking. On Tuesday, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, blah, 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 denied temporary restraining orders sought by the ACLU and a bunch of the left-wing groups. The plaintiffs, the ACLU, were attempting to prevent the Presidential Commission on Elections Integrity, of which I am vice chair, from having its first meeting on Wednesday in Washington, D.C. They tried to even prevent a meeting. And Kris Kobach, folks, he is all over voter fraud. He's all over the illegal aliens. Kris Kobach is on fire. Born in 1966. I don't know how old that makes him. But he's running. He announced on my birthday, June 8th of this year, he's running for governor of Kansas to succeed Sam Brownback. So Kris Kobach, wow, excellent. And this is the kind of guy that Donald Trump needs on a team to make it all work. Other great stories here. I'll just run through them really quickly to boost your spirits here as you head to dinner. Here's a story. Judge Napolitano agrees Sessions should not have recused himself and should not have accepted the AG nomination. Good story from Judge Napolitano, an exclusive to Breitbart. Here's a story. Brussels, the EU, still pushing to preserve EU courts' jurisdiction over post-Brexit Britain. Wow. Look at this. And look at how right Donald Trump was in urging the Europeans, the British, to get out of the EU. Look at this. The EU still wanting to have a court jurisdiction over our British cousins. No, ain't going to happen. We're not going to go down quietly into that dark night of globalist government. Here's a great story on Breitbart. Donald Trump on firing James Comey. I did a great thing for the American people. Good story. And plenty more there on my favorite news site now, Breitbart.com. Thanks, folks, for tuning in tonight. And we'll see you again tomorrow night. Maybe Paul and George will be back with us. But it's fun. This show is fun, no matter how many of us show up. And always hope to make your hour invested in this show worthwhile for you. See you again tomorrow night.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.